Social engineering. This is how we get our privatized prisons filled and increase the stock in said prisons that is owned by media companies, particularly in the music business. Even artists owning stock in said private prison. And when we say the prison, we're talking about the prison industry. We're talking about, excuse me, I just belched. We're talking about the, you know, all the things that keep the prison going, from the clothes on the inmates to the guards' uniforms and sticks and utensils and toilet paper and soap and blah, blah. All the things, right? Industry. So, and we see too that it is pretty much up to the family, the nature-nurture environment to kind of steer the child, the children, in a way that, you know, they're not getting all overabundance of stuff. An overabundance of programming that is low vibration. That's all we're trying to do. And that's apparent. That's what apparent. It's apparent that a parent has to do that. Isn't it apparent? So yeah, you got that play on words. Anyway, it's 11:11 on my dashboard clock. My phone clock is 11:08. Today is a good day. Today is Wednesday, June 15th. And we're doing some things. A lot of things in the works. We're going to cut this short. We're going to be ending in a second. Go ahead and take a chance. Take an opportunity to breathe if you're listening to this. Yeah. I quieted it down for you, so for the last 2 minutes. 2 minutes of meditation. That's what was promised, right? So can you go from being hyped up to calm, centered, and whole in a couple of minutes? I dare say you can. So as you breathe in through your nose and hold it for a second, control the exhale. Slow it down at whatever pace is comfortable for you. Inhaling through the nose. Controlling the exhale, slowing it down at a pace that's comfortable for you. Love yourself. Just done something wonderful for your body, mind, and spirit. Real talk recognizes real talk.
All right, y'all ain't ready for this on the street.
Okay. Here we go. I'm late this morning. I got a client at 7. Long time client. So it's cool. Take my time. It's a nice little drive.
One child grows up to be.
You gonna ride with me?
Somebody that just loves to learn.
Let's go.
Another child grows up to be somebody you just love to burn.
Mama loves us both of them.
You see, it's in the blood.
Both kids could have gone. Thicker than mud. It's a family affair. It's a family affair. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. I used to like the way Rob would hit them notes. Rob held the bottom in our three-part harmony. Tyrone at the middle. I indebitably, that ain't even a word. I invariably would always have the top. I like the bottom too. And I wanted the middle too, because I wanted the lead too. So, you know, we just like to sing. But that's where we would line up
in the harmony.
Yeah. Had some drops of NA wisdom seep out this morning. One being, it begins and ends with me. Mm-hmm. And another one comes is, we keep what we have by giving it away. I like that. I see that that's been my life. Pretty much since I got a deeper awareness of what that meant. After hearing it over and over and over again in meetings. Family affair, baby. the rooms, is what the meeting rooms are called, became my family. Oh, we learned, we had a language, we still do, we have a language all of our own, that conveys information that's like, you know, like most groupings of people, they'll develop a vernacular, a lingua franca, a way of speaking culturally among themselves. They can say something that no one else outside their culture will know. What the fuck they talking about? Yes, I cursed just now. Fuck. Right? Profane, a curse word, you know, that we use intentionally in times, at times, all the time, to punctuate the seriousness of our emotion, the definitive nature of our statements, to put a emphasis or punctuation on that thing. So yeah. Yes, curse word. I learned in the rooms to sometimes speak in no uncertain terms. I mean, meaning to me, and how you want to look at it too, once you look at it in a dictionary, no uncertain terms mean, you know, you're only restricted to these certain terms in which to speak, in which to convey your information. No, you don't have to. I mean, if you speak more than one language, you can use the other languages that you speak. Am I right? Correct. So, hand gestures, writing, as well as talking, as well as using words to describe how you feel and what is going on with you. And oftentimes, curses help really give a picture. All right, so that was the rant for now. On that, on, you know, just the NA way type of thinking. I don't really go to meetings anymore. After 20-something odd years of doing it, I mean, you know, the information is embedded. The program is there. And that's why you see people still continue to go to meetings. And I dare say I sneak in every once in a while because I like it. I like hearing it. I like seeing the people, the family that I made over the years. Yes. And I do see shortcomings in the program. But that's only because I utilized the program for what it was meant to do. The program of NA, Narcotics Anonymous, was designed to give me my life back. The program of NA was not designed for me to give my life to NA. I didn't come in to NA to give my life to NA, but to regain my life. So I get a chance to move on and move back and forth as I please. It can be, it doesn't have to be either or. It can be either and or both. Yes. This is a new time. Real talk recognizes real talk. I'm a little sore this morning in my vocals because I've been singing. I realized that I can really hit the Mary J. Blige version of Stairway to Heaven quite well. It's my upper register, but it's in a comfortable key that I'm resting right there at the top of it. And, you know, I can hold a note. Right? It's not in the original key of the song that Led Zeppelin and them did it in. It's in D minor, I believe. Anyway, I use a capo to get the... It's a higher ring on the strings than you hear it on the original recordings. But still the same chord progressions. Nice lyrics, very deep. I like the lyrics. But yeah, that's why my voice is a bit sore right now. Yeah, it's a good day. Got a graduation pool party coming up for the Warrior program. And I'm laughing because, you know, program. You know, we program computers. We program ourselves. We program children. When we learn a new skill, we program ourselves to be able to do that thing. When we... don't know, change jobs and have to get up at a new time. We program ourselves. We almost like living computers.
You know,
our whole biology is a system, programs, and we got nano robots called cells that are miniature brains that do their thing throughout the body. They work together, they have their own unique things to do, and our very thoughts affect them. So, wow, look at that. We talk about fearfully and wonderfully made. Yes, you know what I'm talking about. Fair, you know, the creator, whatever you want to call the creator. There's a creator, something, someone, more than one someone, we don't know. The creator orchestrated this. We kind of can tell because we have no recollection of creating the self, this thing ourselves. So there's that. There's a creator, or there is the notion that we chose to forget that we created this thing ourselves, or something caused us to forget certain aspects of us. Either of which, in my estimation, requires a bit of searching out. Come, let us reason together. So there's a creator. Yes, okay, we can stop there. We can say, okay, give me all the information now regarding creator that mankind had. Oh, there's many creators. Okay, I've got some reading to do. Which one is of the oldest nature? Are there ones that seems like are coming from an original source? Well, okay, let me kind of dig into that. All right, this is going to take some time to decipher because as it appears... folks will try to have you believe that their creation or creator story is the correct one, but there are many, so need to look at them, and I want to look at the oldest of them and compare it to others, particularly since we can see through archaeology that there was a global migration on the planet of how peopled the planet. So yeah, I'm gonna take a look at those things before I make a conclusion on what the concept on the creator piece is. But you know, after I'm looking there, and while I'm looking there, there's nothing to stop me from considering the other concept, the other postulation in this whole creation thing, that yeah, okay, there was a creator, or maybe there were creators, maybe more than one. Let's explore that concept, because that kind of comes out in some of the ancient spiritual and religious systems on their history of themselves and cosmology. But let's not stop there. There's also the concept, the postulation that we always were creator-like and knew of the reason and why for of our existence, and maybe even had greater prowess, and something happened to cause us to forget. There seems to be ancient writings to that effect that speak to that. Or, and I think this would be the last postulation or concept that we would have to consider, the concept that okay, we are creators, and we kind of realize, all right, we know everything, there ain't much to that, but if we choose to forget ourselves that we are that, to experience this vastness of various creations for whatever reason, maybe just even the reason that me knowing that I am all in all and all in everything, that's some singularity. I'm all there. Every color is contained in me. It's white. I'm total black. Blackness, darkness, nothing. I need to separate to see myself. Myself being the furthest point in the universe, looking back on itself after I spread out. Then continue. And this is in the spreading out that I get to experience everything, see everything, feel everything. everything, every vibration. So then there's that. And this is the power of mind. This is the power of mind. Real talk, recognize real talk. If you can go there with me this morning, you did good. Right? I'm almost at my client. I'm a little late. I know they're sitting there waiting, saying, okay, I can't never this late. What's going on? It's raining. Yeah, he's taking his time. So then there's that. NA wisdom, I'm so thankful for it. One day at a time, man. That speaks to staying in the moment. I had a sponsor to teach me about staying in the moment. I was going off about the girlfriend. Oh, I'm in love with her. Man, she don't want me. Blah, blah. And she's messing around. And, oh, my goodness. What am I going to do? I want her to marry me. As a way to kind of just get her back. And where were we? Sixth Street Marketplace. Down there. I like telling stories. We sitting there. I guess we're going to talk, right? And I'm just rambling. And he's like, Rick, for a second, close your eyes. I'm like, huh? He's like, close your eyes. Take a deep breath. Right? He said, now tell me what you smell. I'm like, okay. Tell me what you smell. And I'm smelling. And I'm calling out what I smell. You know, hot dog smell, pizza smell. He's like, what do you remember that is around us? And I describe some people sitting around, you know, like tables out there, you know, Sixth Street Marketplace. Yeah. And it centered me. He told me what he had done. And I was like, oh, okay, I like that. And he was like, you way in the future with what, how you want things to be with so-and-so girlfriend. And he broke that down to me. I'm here for my client. Hit me up if you want me to break that down to you. The power of now.